But let's bring in Colton Sissons, who is on the line with us and been nice enough to join us. Colton, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Guys, start the road trip off with a point. I know you obviously wanted the win, but do you look at these last two games as that's a little bit more what we should see out of you guys, that's closer to your game that you're wanting to play?
Yeah, it was definitely a couple of pretty good performances. Yeah, for sure. Definitely like the brand of hockey a lot more than the last two, for sure.
I know this is not maybe it's a simple question with a complex answer, but what is it you guys need to do to play that on a consistent basis? I know if it was that simple, you'd already be doing it, but what are some things that you're taking away and you guys are talking about in the dressing room of, hey, if we do that, then we're going to be okay?
Yeah, I mean, as simple just as the commitment level to doing it, night in, night out. It's not an easy thing to do with all the hockey that we've been playing. And, just to compete and the battle level needs to be at that level every single night to give ourselves a chance. And we had that the last two games. And, yeah, we understand that we need that every night to have a chance to win no matter who you're playing. So, yeah, just as simple as that.
Colton Sissons is on the line with us. I've learned enough of, you know, talking to you guys over the years and, you know, being around Hal and Chris Mason of road trips are a good thing, and you guys haven't had a lot of them this year. How beneficial has it been to be on the road the last few days and have some time to bond with your teammates?
I mean, it's great. Obviously we're one game into this thing. You can't just assume that things are going to turn around because you're on the road. And there's a lot of work that goes into it and a lot of big performances that needs to happen. But, we haven't had a lot of time on the road together this year, which has been a little bit different. But, we were all looking forward to it. And obviously getting a point the other night was big. We wanted to, but we were right there. And at least something that we can build off of and continue to work here.
We're talking to Colton Sissons on the Chase and Big Joe show. Colton, how much time or do you any time looking at standings? Like, I can't believe Winnipeg's playing this good, and I can't believe that team's playing this good. Do you pay to the attention to the standings at all?
Yeah, we pay attention to the standings. I don't wake up and look at it every single day. We know we got work to do looking at ourselves here, but you're definitely aware.
Yeah, not only that, but, I mean, you look at, like, Winnipeg is playing. I mean, they're 15-1. I mean, come on. But you look at that, and that's kind of out on their own like there. But you guys talk about one game at a time. How important is it to just focus on Thursday night, focus on the game after, and not worried about how well Winnipeg's doing or how bad Columbus is doing or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, we're not worried about Winnipeg at all, honestly. If we had a chance to take them down tomorrow night, I'd be game for it. But we got to chip away at this thing. Obviously, it can be the daunting task looking too far down the line. So, like you said, you just got to take it one game at a time. And we have a lot. Things can change pretty quickly in a week in the NHL, playing three or four games. So, yeah, we just got to take it one match at a time here.
All right, so it's today an off day in Edmonton, and when you have an off day and you've been there a couple of days, are there places that you go, places you told you're not, don't go there? Or like, what's your approach today? You don't play till tomorrow night. Like, what are you going to do today?
Oh, we have practice today, so it's a work day for us.
So is that like 8 hours, like 10 hours? I mean, do you have time to yourself to do things?
It's definitely not 8 hours, I hope, but we have time. I got some family in Edmonton, so I'll spend some time with them.
By the way, happy belated birthday, buddy. I know your birthday was just a few like a week and a half ago.
Yeah, thank you.
Colton Sissons is on the line with us. Something that we talk about a lot is Bruno's system, and I'm with the new guys that came in that. You know, they've commented of it's still a learning process. What is it about this system that is difficult? And do you feel like that the new guys are starting to get the hang of it at this point?
Yeah, I think there's some challenges with the pace that he expects, and you know, the speed that he expects us to play with, it's definitely a challenge. It took us some time last year, obviously, to understand that and get acclimated to it. But I think it is coming along. I mean, it wasn't just the new guys. There's a lot of us haven't done it to the level that we needed to do it at, obviously, thus far. But it definitely is coming along, especially I think the last two games. I think there's some chemistry building in some of the lines here, which is good to see. And hopefully we continue to build that up.
You guys were obviously playing a game Monday night, but a special night for the organization as longtime GM David Poile and Captain Shea Weber were inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Obviously, Mr. Poile brought you into the league. You played with Shea early in your career. How special of a moment was that for the organization to see those two guys immortalized in the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Yeah, it's unreal. Certainly two extremely deserving individuals that, I mean, both had a big part of my hockey life. So really happy for them.
Very, very cool. Colton, always appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow night against Edmonton and the rest of the road trip, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Colton Sissons joining us here on the program, always joined by a Preds player a little bit later in today's show because of the time change. But thanks to Colton for joining us. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.